Hello and welcome to Finn Schwartz Spin. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today we have a great episode for you. I am alongside once again Sam. Sam is here again to do a post Sam Donald and post Dolphins, 49ers, and Eagles trades. So, Sam, first, before we get started into this big mock draft for the first round, please give a little bit of an introduction about yourself before we get started.
Yeah, so you guys already know who I am from other episodes, hopefully. But if you want to check out my other content, just check out discussthegame.com. My username is BigBlue26, and I post a lot of draft content there, and I'll be giving my full in-depth scouting reports in the coming weeks, so that should be very exciting.
Yes, I will put the link once again in the podcast description if you don't know where that is. When you look at the episode, there should be a little bit of writing below describing the episode, so you can make sure to go click there and you can see the link and go there and check out his content. So first, we got at number one, we got the Jacksonville Jaguars, and Sam will get the odd numbers and I will get the even numbers this time. If you saw the last one where we did a mock draft, it was the other way around. So Sam, you get the pleasure of picking that number one.
Yeah, so at Zach Wilson's pro day, an NFL scout that was there tweeted and he said, the draft starts at number three because the first two picks are locked in. Zach Wilson's going number two and Trevor Lawrence is going number one. Not too much explaining here. Trevor Lawrence is by far the best quarterback in this draft. Probably the highest upside, most ready day one quarterback in this draft. So he's the easiest pick here for the Jaguars.
Yes, Trevor Lawrence, obvious lock there. Tons of great ability on that kid. Next at number two, like you said, the draft starts at three because Zach Wilson is going number two to the new head coach of the New York Jets. Also recently, Sam Darnold had been traded. Actually today, if you're watching it another day, it's obviously not going to be today that he got traded. But if you're watching it exactly when I post it, it's today. But he got traded. Real quick, I'll update with the trade. It was a 2021 second and sixth round pick of the Carolina Panthers and a 2022, I believe it was a fourth round pick, is also what got traded over there to Carolina, as that trade just happened a couple hours ago from when we're recording this podcast. And Zach Wilson is going to be the next future Jet. So, at number two, I got Zach Wilson. So number three, 49ers, it's your turn.
Yeah, the draft starts here. The 49ers just looking at all possible opportunities, but I think it's down between two quarterbacks here, and it's Trey Lance from North Dakota State, and it's Mac Jones from Alabama. I think that they've made it pretty clear that they have their two guys when they skipped Fields' pro day to go to Mac Jones's. Mac Jones reminds them a lot of Kirk Cousins, a lot of Matt Ryan guys that Shanahan has worked with in his past, that pocket passer that can just get the job done but isn't going to be spectacular, kind of like Jimmy Garoppolo. But then they also tipped their hand and said that they want Jimmy Garoppolo still in the building, and that kind of leads towards Trey Lance because he's probably one of the highest upside guys, but he isn't going to be ready day one, so he could learn a lot from Garoppolo. And that's where we're going to go in this mock draft. We're going to have them take Trey Lance out of North Dakota State. I think that he's quarterback three, even though Justin Fields' hype has been real pretty lately. But Trey Lance going here to the 49ers.
And number three, that's a very interesting one. I know you bring up the point of they are keeping Jimmy Garoppolo. But here, I think, even though they are keeping Jimmy G, I still think this could point towards a more mobile player. So that obviously leaves Trey Lance and Justin Fields, who are the more mobile quarterbacks in this draft. And I think they can still go with Fields here. I honestly think number three could still go Fields, especially I think this team, they're looking for a mobile quarterback, and he can make some of those throws that some of these quarterbacks can't, especially on the run. So if they want a player to step in right now, especially since 49ers, it was just the injuries that caused them to be a terrible team this year. So it could be this going for a more ready quarterback. So we'll see what happens at number three. At number four, I have the right to pick for the Falcons. And here at this one, there's a lot of options. This one could go a ton of ways. Mac Jones. It could go Kyle Pitts. Penny Sewell could even go here. But I think this one leads me to one player in particular, especially since Trey Lance is off the board and Matt Ryan is most likely going to be there until the end of his contract. And Mac Jones is a player that is ready to step in now. And he wants to play now. Like I'm saying, there's no way that you keep him on the bench for 2 years. I don't see that happening. He's a play now player. And I think here at number four, it's clear to me, it is a guy who their new coach loves. It's a tight end. He doesn't really love this player, but he loves the tight ends. It's Kyle Pitts out of Florida. I don't know what to call him. He's not a wide receiver. He's not a tight end. He's a full-on offensive player. He can block. He can catch. He can do everything a wide receiver can. And he's all around a weapon. I think Pitts goes here at number four.
Yeah, so if you guys know me and have checked out my content, I highly disagree. I think this should be four quarterbacks in a row. But because you went with Kyle Pitts, I guess we're going to go with the more crazy draft rather than the more traditional draft. So get ready. The Cincinnati Bengals are taking Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, he is one of the best pass catchers in this draft. He's number five on my big board right now. And despite me thinking that Waddle's a little bit better, Joe Burrow has been trying to get Chase on their team instead of a tackle. And if we went the more traditional route, maybe I go Penei Sewell after he had a pretty solid pro day. But Ja'Marr Chase is coming off the board at number five.
I don't disagree with that pick one bit. I think Penei Sewell will slide in this draft. I think Ja'Marr Chase is an all-around great player. This is a guy, after watching film of the wide receivers, which is one I watched a ton on, I could tell you that Ja'Marr Chase is definitely a player that you cannot say is bad because he is a great player. He's number two wide receiver for me and just all-around great player. And I think this could be a new reunion with Joe Burrow. At number six, we go to the Miami Dolphins, who traded from three to 12 to six. Busy day for them when they did that. But at number six, you can't replace Tua yet. So Mac Jones, nope. Fields, nope. Then you got Penei Sewell, Rashawn Slater. But then you also got a guy whose last name is Waddle. And I think here you go with Jalen Waddle. He is my number one wide receiver. Great player. Just all around, if he didn't get hurt this year, it could have been a different story. Everyone would be saying he's wide receiver one for sure. Jalen Waddle goes at number six. We have two reunions so far in this draft.
Yeah, so at number seven, the Lions here, they could go with their quarterback of the future, maybe Justin Fields, maybe Mac Jones. But they're going to be open to trades, even Sewell. But does any team want to come up and make a trade here?
Some teams that I think could be interested, number 12, the Eagles. And I think a team that would really be interesting if they could get a good deal out of this is the Bears, because this team, Mac Jones is still on the board. I honestly don't think they go for a quarterback right now because Andy Dalton's there. He looks like the starter. So right now, I think the Bears would be willing to trade up. So if you have an offer, let's get it.
So the Detroit Lions are going to be asking a heavy price tag as they are trading inner division with two quarterbacks still left on the board. And they're going from number seven to number 20. They're going to be asking for number 20. They're going to be asking for their second round pick in 2021 and their first and second round pick in 2022. So two firsts and two seconds to go from 20 to seven.
If we could get that deal to that second to third, we would probably accept.
The Lions are going to play stingy. We're going to stick at where we at.
And a seventh, and you got a deal.
No.
Fine. If this is our best offer to move 13 picks up, sure. Deal done.
That's a good deal. Lions staying stingy with two quarterbacks on the board, and the Bears are now trading up to number seven. So I will let you control the Bears for this one since you were the one that made the trade up.
Okay, here at number seven, this would normally, like Sam said, be his pick since it's number seven. But since the Bears, they were my team, they get this pick. And this one, I think they make a more friendly home for Russell Wilson of who they probably want. But with trading the first round pick, that could hurt. But here, I think they make it more friendly for a quarterback. And they upgrade a spot that really needs to be upgraded. That's O-line. And Penny Sewell is still on the board. And I think Penny Sewell goes here at number seven due to the reason that Sewell is the best offensive tackle. Russell Wilson, this team, the Bears, really want. They do lose a lot of draft capital, but I think this makes them a more quarterback-friendly place to come. And this could even be a pick that they don't regret in the future.
Yeah, this is getting out of hand. I don't know why you would trade two firsts and two seconds for an offensive lineman. I was thinking with Fields still on the board, yeah, I thought you had to go with him or even Mac Jones, but it's an even. You're up with the Panthers at eight. I mean, I know they just traded for Sam Darnold, but is Justin Fields in play here?
No, this is not a place for quarterback. We're getting a little crazy here. This is more a place of either a protection for Sam Darnold or get another weapon for Sam Darnold. Or you look over to the defensive side. We could get a little crazy here and go to the defense on a spot that could get upgraded, which is corner. And as we saw last year, they were, I believe, only team in NFL history to draft all defense. And I think we're going to continue with that. And I think we're going to go Patrick Surtain. This one, Patrick Surtain, best lockdown corner in the draft. All around great player. The only player I saw really get by him this year was Elijah Moore from Ole Miss, who I think could sneak into the first round. We'll see. But here, Patrick Surtain, I think this is a really good pick for a team that could use some more defense. And I think this team is doing what Washington is doing with all the defensive picks. And I think this is a good pick here for Carolina at number eight.
Yes, as you said, this mock draft is getting a little bit crazy. And the Broncos, this is their dream situation. Justin Fields and Mac Jones still on the board at number nine. I don't know how this happens. I think they will both be gone in the top four or in the top seven-ish. I don't know how the Bears didn't take a quarterback after trading up. But the Broncos, you know what? We're just going to keep making this crazier and crazier. The Broncos are ready for a win now quarterback. They're going to get Courtland Sutton back. They got Jerry Jeudy. They got Tim Patrick. They got all the weapons there, Melvin Gordon, and a pretty solid O-line. They're going to go with a guy that can step up day one, lead them to a championship. That's going to be Mac Jones out of Alabama. They're going to get their guy. They can trade Drew Lock, hopefully get a similar package to what the Jets got for Sam Darnold. Mac Jones is going to be their new face of the franchise.
No problem with that pick at all. At number 10, this one's going to be another cornerback spot. This is going to be the J.C. Horn show because guess what? He's going to Dallas. J.C. Horn adding to last year's Trevon Diggs pick in the second round. This one, I feel like this defense is getting better with this pick. And you can't take Justin Fields. Rashawn Slater still on the board. Devontae Smith, very intriguing prospects. But nope, it's going J.C. Horn.
Yeah, now we're up with my New York Giants. And unless one of your teams wants to make a trade, like the Steelers or, pretty much the Steelers or maybe a team in the background, the Buccaneers. Does any of them want to trade up? Because I have a guy that I might want to go with here.
Yeah. We'll make it interesting. Let's see. What can the Cardinals get at 16 trading up?
You want the Cardinals to trade up right here for number 11? That's it?
Yep.
Fine by the Giants. We'll just need number 16 and your 2022 first round pick.
What if this is the Titans or let's do Steelers. What happens if it's the Steelers who are interested in trading up? Because I think the Cardinals are in a good spot to get a good player.
Yeah, so if the Steelers try and trade up to number 11, I mean, usually number 11, you don't have to trade this much for it, but Justin Fields is still on the board. We're going to ask for the same deal that the Lions got, a first, a second, and a first and a second.
I think it's worth it because this team, Roethlisberger is going to be there for probably one more year. Fields could use one year of watching, and I think he could be their future quarterback. So I think it's worth it to trade up from 24 to 20 or to 11.
Yeah, so good deal for my New York Giants. I mean, get away with a little robbery there, I think.
I mean, here's the deal. The Steelers, you got Roethlisberger, who looks like he's about to be in a retirement home, especially for his age in the NFL right now. Actually, usually with his age, the quarterbacks are still good. But Roethlisberger looks like he's on his last year. His favorite center retired. Then you got Fields still on the board. And they got Juju Smith-Schuster back. I think this team could really work around with Justin Fields. I think it's already meant for Fields in the system. So I like Fields at number 11 for the Steelers.
All right, so I think they're Justin Fields now moving on to 12. It's still your pick?
Still my pick. I've been getting a lot of picks, but then you're going to be getting some more. At number 12, we got the Eagles. I don't think you trade far, go back, or you go forward. I just don't think so. Here at the Eagles, you got Rashawn Slater still on the board, Devontae Smith, Micah Parsons, a lot of great players. But I think you go with Devontae Smith. And Sam, I know some people may not understand this pick. You explained it in one of the episodes. But just for people, if they did not listen to the last one we did for the mock draft, please explain why Devontae Smith is falling here to 12 and not being a top 10 pick.
Well, I think this mock draft has gotten a little crazy. Maybe he could have gone anywhere. But Devonta Smith, fun fact here, in pounds per inch, he's going to be the smallest wide receiver in the NFL when he enters the draft. His body frame just doesn't really translate to the NFL. I know he's been great, but also like 50% of his targets have come off of screen passes in that very college-based Alabama offense. He's still a great player, no doubt, but when me and Tyler have been making our player rankings, his Heisman Trophy award just doesn't really play a big factor in our evaluation on a player. The tape speaks for itself. He's a very good player, but I just don't really think he's a top 10 pick.
Yes, thank you so much for explaining to people who may not understand why Devontae Smith is going at number 12. But then we go back to you at number 13.
And at number 13, the Chargers are faced with a challenge. They still got Rashawn Slater on the board, and they did a pretty good job trying to get to the line in free agency. But then you look at Christian Darrisaw, probably the second most – no, probably the most refined left tackle in this draft, as Rashawn Slater looking to project at all positions. But at the end of the day, I think we're going to go with the better player, and that's going to be Rashawn Slater to – the Chargers, I think he can play all five positions for there. Gives the Chargers front office a chance to just get their best five players on the field. He can play tackle through center. So I like the pick here for Slater. I don't think it's too early for him.
I like the pick too. At number 14, this one I'm sold on. It is our first edge coming off the board, Kwity Paye at number 14. I think this is a great pick, Kwity Paye out of Michigan. This one with Unique Ngakoue getting traded to Baltimore at the NFL trade deadline. Kwity Paye, he is going to be the replacement, and really, I think he could be on a small contract, like a rookie deal, and really be a big player on that small deal. So I think he could really work out for Minnesota in the future.
Yeah, I don't think Minnesota takes next year. I think maybe they opt to go Elijah Vera Tucker, but it's still a very solid pick nonetheless. Patriots are now up at number 15. And I think there's a guy on the board that would really fit in their system, maybe a guy that needs to find his true home, a team that could utilize his versatility very, very well and maybe build him up even better to be a much better player. And that's going to be Micah Parsons out of Penn State. I have him as my linebacker too, but I think he fits really well in the Patriots scheme. And with the big quarterbacks and the big weapons off the board, I think this makes a lot of sense for him.
What play was that again?
That's Micah Parsons.
Okay. Yeah, I think this is definitely a great player to pick at number 15. And I think this is I'm getting really, I think this could be a perfect match for the Patriots. I think it could be. And Dante Hightower, if he's back, this could be a great duo on the linebacking core. At number 16, we got an interesting situation for the Cardinals. They got Christian Darrisaw available, Elijah Vera Tucker available, Najee Harris. But we're not going Najee Harris, don't worry. It could be a running back spot. But we're actually going to ask, Sam, is there any team that's interested? I have a feeling I know it's coming, but would any team be interested in trading to 16?
I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, I think the Raiders would be very interested in trading one pickup if we could get it for cheap.
You would have to trade pick 17, probably a third this year too, and a third next year.
We'll give you 17 and a third next year to go up one spot.
Give us your first this year and a second next year, and we'll throw in a seventh.
We'll do number 17 and a third next year.
We will do decline.
All right.
Okay, here at number 16, now that we're put in a spot that we don't really want to be in because there's a lot of good players, but I feel like the Cardinals would trade back at this pick, especially if this draft actually goes this crazy. I think here it's either Trevin Jenkins or Christian Darrisaw. It's an offensive tackle, and I think Christian Darrisaw, in my opinion, is very good. I'm a Virginia Tech fan, so I'm a little biased on Christian Darrisaw, but his stats prove that he is one of the better offensive tackles in this draft. He was a top five in pass rush blocking rating this year, top five in the NCAA. Some other very good players were top five too, and a very underrated Brady Christian was in there, or however you say his last name. But he was also in there, who's very underrated. And Penny Sewell, I believe, was number one in the country. So very interesting to see. I got Christian Darrisaw at number 16.
And so now number 17 with the Raiders. We were in between two players anyway. So we still get one of our guys. And while I think Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah will be a great fit for them, this has been a crazy draft. I'd like to see where he ends up because I don't really think he has a true fit with a lot of other teams besides the Raiders in this draft. But with losing Trent Brown, with losing Gabe Jackson, with trading away Rodney Hudson, that interior and that right tackle spot is gaping open. And we're going to go with a guy that has fallen pretty far already. That's Elijah Vera Tucker. Coming from a big school in USC, I think John Gruden will really appreciate a guy like Vera Tucker, who's been a very solid tackle and guard for USC for his whole college career.
At number 18, we got the Dolphins at this pick. This one, hopefully you do good for my Washington pick. I'm trusting you with Washington. This one is going to be interesting. Do you reunite the Alabama trio with Najee Harris? Sam doesn't like running backs in the first round. It gets him very mad. But, hey, Najee Harris, former Alabama, I think this could be a perfect match, and if he's going to be falling. So real quick, any trades that you would like to offer? Because I think Dolphins are really interested in Najee Harris. And if Najee could fall, I think they would be interested.
The Giants are interested in coming up from 24.
What would they like to offer?
Well, we received a first and 2 seconds, so we would be willing to give you we'll give you 24, a third from next year, and a fifth from this year.
I feel like Najee Harris will slide all the way to 24, so we'll take that deal. The Giants climb up again to number 18. You get the next. Looks like you get the next four picks since it's Giants, Washington, then Detroit, and then Indianapolis. Yes, you get those picks.
Yeah, so my Giants coming up for a player that I think will make an immediate impact for them. a guy that they could realistically take at 11 if the pass catchers are off the board. When it was at 11, Waddle was off the board and Chase was off the board, so that really wasn't looking like a possibility. We're going to go with one of the, I think, probably the best edge in this class, and that's Jalen Phillips out of Miami. I think he is an incredible talent to play alongside Leonard Williams in this defense. I think he's going to help him a lot. He has a lot of room to grow, and if he can stay out of that injury red flag trouble, I think he's going to be a monster in this division who already has great pass rushers like Chase Young.
You can keep going. You have the next three picks.
Yeah, so now we're up with the Washington football team, and they could go a lot of ways here. And I don't want to make Tyler too mad with this pick.
I got a player I know I want.
You have a player you know you want. I think you want Jeremiah Osu-Koramoah. And we're deciding between him and another guy. So I think at the end, you know what, let's get you out of your misery. Jeremiah Osu-Koramoah is going to be the pick here. From Notre Dame.
Look, you get to make yourself happy with your Giants pick, and then you get to make me happy with my Washington pick. Works out.
Yeah, you can play linebacker or safety. That was down between him and Tevin Jenkins.
That's who I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. But they really do need an offensive tackle pretty badly. But now they're up with the Detroit Lions, who got a haul for that number 7 overall pick. Their wide receiver room is looking weak, but they also have to maybe look at the O-line with Tevin Jenkins here. But I think in reality, the pick here is going to be Rashad Bateman. I think he's one of the best pass catchers in this class. Pretty underrated, if you ask me. So he's going to be a pick there for the Detroit Lions after losing Marvin Jones, Kenny Golladay, and Jamal Agnew in free agency. Now, lastly, with the Indianapolis Colts, before I get a little break here, they're going to go Tevin Jenkins. Can you just imagine Tevin Jenkins playing alongside Quentin Nelson? Those two maulers. Even though Tevin Jenkins isn't that gifted as a pass protector, that will come. And just imagine Jonathan Taylor running through Quentin Nelson and Tevin Jenkins just handing out pancakes to people. It's going to be fun. So I think that's going to be the clear pick for the Colts.
Yes. That's definitely going to be an offense to watch out for. At number 22, I finally get a pick. In the last four picks, I have not gotten one. So here at number 22, we have the Tennessee Titans, who I think are going to go with their replacement of Jadeveon Clowney with Azeez Ojulari. Great player out of Georgia. One of the better edge players in this class. I have him at number 4. If you watched my latest top 32 big board, Azeez Ojulari is number 30. But I think here this is a really good pick.
Yeah, I think that they've kind of filled their edge need. They still have Harold Landry and they signed Bud Dupree, but another one wouldn't hurt, I guess. But I think they have more pressing needs at wide receiver, cornerback, and right tackle. So I disagree with the pick. But now the Jets are left here with the guy that I think you would have taken, and that is Caleb Farley out of Virginia Tech. I think that his fall will stop here, and I think that he will be a great pick for this Jets team that desperately needs secondary help.
This one, I'm a little surprised you went with Caleb Farley at number 23, because I was hoping the Bills at number 30 would have gotten some luck and taken him. But here at number 24, it belongs to the Dolphins, who earlier took Jalen Waddle. Then we go Najee Harris. I know Sam doesn't like running backs in the first round, but guess what, Sam? I helped you a little with going with him later and made a deal with the Giants here at number 24. That was originally the Steelers pick, is now the Dolphins, who get Najee Harris.
Yeah, and I'm not as against it with Najee Harris. I mean, he's shown how great of a player on and off the field he is. So if he's going to go in the first round, that's pretty okay by me. In my last mock draft, I had him in the first round as well. But as you said, you've had a few picks that you just think you feel like are going to happen. And this is another one with the Jaguars as it's building up more and more hype. And that's Trayvon Merrig out of TCU, a versatile safety that can play in the box and deep overhang for them. And their secondary, specifically the safety spot, needs help. Cornerback seems pretty locked down with Shaq Griffin and CJ Henderson for the future, but Merrig will make that defense so much better.
Here at number 26, this is going to be an interesting one with the Browns really looking at an edge. Jason Owe, I feel like he's going to be a first rounder, but I also feel like he's a second round pick in my opinion. You also have Gregory Rousseau, Joseph Osai, both fell out of my top 32. And then you also have Joe Tryon out of Washington. And I think we could go, this draft's gone crazy. And I think we could get it, make it crazier. We're going Joe Tryon out of Washington at pick number 26. This draft is getting crazy.
Yeah, I don't have a first round talent. In fact, I think I have a early to mid third round talent on Joe Tryon. I just don't see what the NFL scouts are seeing, but maybe you see something that I'm not with him.
I mean, I don't have him as a first round grade, but it just more and more you see these mock drafts with Joe Tryon coming in, and that just tells you something. There's something about him that NFL teams are looking at him and are saying, this guy, he's a first round talent, late first round talent, and seeing how he's one of the better edges on this board, linebackers, whatever position you have him at, it tells you there's something with him that teams are liking. And I think here the Browns are one of those teams who could take one of the under the radar prospects.
Yeah, I disagree, but now we're here with the Ravens, the guy that you should have taken with this pick, and we're left to it after losing Matt Judon and Yannick Ngakoue. The Raiders are going to take one of the highest potential edges in this class, and that's Jason Owe after testing ridiculously well at his pro day. I think that he's going to be a replacement for Matt Judon at that outside linebacker spot.
Surprise, no Kadarius Toney at this pick. But at number 28, we got the New Orleans Saints. This one, this draft has gone crazy. It's going to get even more. Kyle Trask going in the first round at number 28. This one is, I've heard more and more, Kyle Trask, the Saints. And the Saints have even said they're looking at Kyle Trask, and it's getting more interesting with him getting in the first round. I think Kyle Trask goes here at number 28.
Maybe he does. I think they opt to go cornerback. And I actually think that if they are going to go quarterback, they might go Davis Mills. He might be the second.
He's not first, though.
I have him higher than Kyle Trask right now, and I think he might be the third, fourth most NFL-ready quarterback in this draft.
I don't know what you see with the Stanford Cardinals quarterback compared to a Florida Gators player who threw 68 touchdowns this season with limited receivers. It's almost like the Packers, because they have their top receivers right now are Kadarius Toney, Kyle Pitts, and Trevon Grimes compared to a lot of other schools. So,
yeah, well, just lock it in with this pick, I guess. The Packers are going to go Eric Stokes. They need help outside boundary next to Jair Alexander. And Eric Stokes is my cornerback 4. He ran sub 4.3 as pro day, and I think this is a great pick for them.
This lines me up for Greg Newsom coming right off the bat. Northwestern guy, great speed, man-to-man coverage. Greg Newsom has really been climbing up a ton of people's boards and has climbed up from the second-round talent to first-round talent. I can see him going here at the end to a team that's needy of a corner.
Yeah, I could too. Before I make this pick, I'm just going to ask you to do me a favor and let's end this draft crazy, and let's go number 32, Davis Mills. Make me happy, make me smile. The Buccaneers have been saying that they are not out of the quarterback market in this first round. But here I think the Chiefs are going to go offensive line, and I think that pick is going to be Samuel Cosmi out of Texas. Fringe first round grade for me. I think he's number 33 or number 34 on my big board. So not too much of a reach, and the Chiefs desperately need a tackle after losing Eric Fisher and losing Mitchell Schwartz and not really getting a replacement for them at all in free agency.
So you said crazy. You want me to take Davis Mills. I just don't think Davis Mills is their backup quarterback for the future. That's my only problem with taking him. I just don't think that he's the player here. But going crazy, we got, let's see, we're looking at some crazy picks, as he says, crazy picks. There's not really any too crazy picks that I would say. The Bucks could use a ton of positions, but we'll just go with a guy who I really think is not first-round talent. But to make it a little crazy, let's go Jameen Davis ahead of Zavian Collins. Let's just make it a little bit of a crazy ending. With Jameen Davis somehow climbing up people's big boards to even the top 20. I don't even know how that happens, but right now it's Jameen Davis going at the last pick to help the linebackers. We're just going crazy here. So that's my explanation. Crazy.
Yeah, crazy indeed. You went a little bit off the wall with these last few picks here. But just to wrap up this draft, we'll recap it for you. Trevor Lawrence at number one, Zach Wilson at number two, Trey Lance at number three, Kyle Pitts at number four, Ja'Marr Chase at number five, Miami Dolphins take Waddle at six. Then we have the Bears trading up a one and a two from this year and a one and a two from next year with the Lions to go and grab Penei Sewell. Then we have the Panthers taking Patrick Surtain. We have the Broncos taking Mac Jones. The Cowboys taking J.C. Horn. The Steelers trading up a one and a two from this year and a one and two from next year with the Giants to go get Justin Fields. Then the Eagles take Devonta Smith. The Chargers get Rashawn Slater. The Vikings get Cody Pay. The Patriots get Micah Parsons. The Cardinals take Christian Darius.
Do you like me to do the rest of the 16?
I got it. Raiders get Elijah Vera Tucker. My New York Giants trade back up to number 18 for Jalen Phillips. The Washington football team get Jeremiah Wosu-Koramoah. The Lions take Rashad Bateman. Colts go Tevin Jenkins. Titans go Azeez Ojulari. The Jets go Caleb Farley. The
Dolphins.
Yeah, the Dolphins at 24. They take Najee Harris. The Jaguars take Trayvon Merrick. The Browns go Joe Tryon for some reason. And the Ravens go Jason Owe. The Saints go Kyle Trask. The Packers go Eric Stokes. The Bills go Greg Newsome. The Chiefs go Sam Cosmi. And the Buccaneers take Jamin Davis.
That was the mock draft for you guys. Going crazy on this draft, as you can tell. Thank you so much if you have listened to all of this. Thank you so much, Sam, for coming on and doing this. It was very fun to do, especially with those crazy picks that I totally didn't do. I think it was all Sam. But thank you so much. If you want to go check out Sam, go check out discussthegame.com. And you can type in his username, BigBlue26. Obviously, Saquon Barkley there. But here, thank you so much for listening to the mock draft. I'm Tyler Finberg. This is Finn Sports Spin. Until next time.